98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Known for her activism, for chairing the Democratic Party in Outagamie County, and for supporting the Fox Valley through many charitable endeavors, Emily Cephos now wants to be known as Senator in District 19. She said she wants to work on the district's foundational systemic problems.
Whether it's the way that we fund our local governments or the way that we support our rural emergency services or fund our public schools, I'm so tired of putting Band-Aids on arterial bleeds.
While she's running as a Democrat, Cephos said compromise and listening to everyone is paramount to her run.
I am really dedicated to finding that common ground. You know, if you want what's best for your family, for your community, for your state, let's talk. I'm your gal. Let's figure this out together and let's do it with a mutual respect.
Cephos says her platform is three-pronged.
My mantra, I guess, is lower cost, supported kids, safer communities. That's what I'm trying to go for.
Cephos also ran for Assembly District 56 in 2024, but lost to Republican David Murphy. During her run, she said she found that people are hurting and need to have a voice in Madison.
Everything is tied. The hurt or the goodness is tied to policy in some way, shape, or form. And I talk to so many people that don't make that connection, and I want to connect the dots.
Senate District 19 includes all of the Assembly Districts 55, 56, and 57. It consists of all of Washera County and parts of Winnebago, Outagamie, Wapaka, Adams, and Portage counties. Read more at WISS.FM. A midweek holiday can throw garbage collection for a loop. In cities like Oshkosh and Appleton, there will be no garbage collection Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. If your garbage is normally collected on Thursday, it will be collected on Friday this week. And if your garbage is normally collected on Friday, you can plan on a Saturday pickup. Check with your local municipality for changes during this holiday week. Whether by street or by sky, this is the busiest travel week of the year. Savannah Tomei Olson lays out the best times for you to hit the road.
AAA estimates 1.65 million people in Wisconsin will be traveling more than 50 miles away. That's about 28% of our whole population. And with a 2% rise in travelers this year, that would set a new record. A vast majority of people going on a trip for Thanksgiving will be driving. So as usual for the holiday, be ready for a lot of traffic. Here's when the roads will be busiest. Tuesday from noon to 9, Wednesday from 11 to 8, and all day Sunday. Advocates and law enforcement are urging you to have a designated driver if you'll be drinking. Holidays can turn tragic when people drive impaired. Data shows on average 173 people die each year over the Thanksgiving holiday in drunk driving crashes. That's 35% of all traffic deaths during that time period. To keep the roads safer, AAA has activated its Tow2Go program. Someone who has their car with them and maybe imbibed more than they planned can call, and a tow truck will take the person and their car to their destination, only within a 10-mile radius. But the program is free, and you do not have to be a AAA member. Meanwhile, some Wisconsinites are taking to the skies, about 8% of people traveling. On average, round-trip flights for Thanksgiving cost about $700, which is similar to what they cost last year. The top destinations for Wisconsinites are mostly in Florida. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced more than $282 million allocated for financial assistance through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The money will go to 74 municipalities across the state to improve drinking water quality for Wisconsinites. The funding will help municipalities construct needed water infrastructure projects, including those that address contaminants such as PFAS and nitrates, with a special focus on small, disadvantaged communities. Ripon and three municipalities in Green Lake County made the list here in northeastern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Eye has announced it will shut down its services and remove its online archives without a significant funding boost by December 15th. The organization broadcasts things like state assembly and Senate hearings, political events, and committee meetings for free, giving Wisconsinites an easy way to stay informed. Officials say they need to raise at least $300,000 to continue their operations for the first quarter of 2026, as well as a commitment of nearly $900,000 to cover the full year. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers head to Detroit to face the Lions on Thanksgiving, kickoff at Ford Field at noon Thursday. We learned that quarterback Jordan Love is dealing with a separated left shoulder, an AC joint sprain he suffered last week against the Giants. Is that why he was only handing off the ball with his right hand against the Vikings?
Yeah, exactly. It didn't affect me too much. You know, took a couple hits on it, but was fine for the most part. And yeah.
NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to Portland, 115-103. It's their fifth loss in a row. They play the Heat in Miami tomorrow night. And the Wisconsin Badgers, Mimi Collier, on being the number one pick overall in the Major League Professional Volleyball Draft.
It was so much fun. We're having a little watch party in the locker room right now. The whole staff is there. Some of the girls are there. And it's so nice just being surrounded by people that I love and experiencing a moment like this. And it's something I'll never forget.
That's Wisconsin's Mimi Collier with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some really big changes on the way. Today will be cloudy, some fog, scattered showers with a high in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, showers will eventually change to snow as temperatures drop below freezing after midnight. Tomorrow, some snow, maybe an inch, but it will be windy with some blowing snow as well and a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.